Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you for being here today. If you're new to these, we spend just a few minutes every single weekday, and our hope is to provide some encouragement and some scripture that'll help you as you launch into your day. And if you're a regular around here, I hope you'll hit the subscribe button on this podcast so that you get a fresh episode delivered every single weekday. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about this question that comes up a lot. How do you find hope in the midst of pain? Now, pain is not something any of us seek out, but I think the younger we are, the less pain we think we can actually handle. What I mean by that is when you're young, we're afraid of it, but the older we get, we probably learn the lesson, chances are you've learned this lesson, that you can actually handle more pain than you actually thought. In fact, it probably took going through pain, through a difficult time, through a season that was really dark in the moment, but you made it on the other side for you to realize just how much you can handle. One of my mentors reminds us of this pretty regularly. He says, you have survived 100% of the hard things in your life. What I've found is that humans can actually stand a lot of pain in their life, but here's the thing that helps them do that. They can stand the pain if they can see purpose in the pain and if they can see a reward that is far past the pain. Let me say that again. We can put up with a lot of pain if we can see the purpose in it. Like a mother that knows that there's a little baby on the other side of 9 months of labor and delivery, they can put up with that because they see purpose in it and they see a reward far past it. And this is actually what Jesus did when he was on the cross. There was so much pain on the cross, but he looked past that pain to the reward of heaven, and he had what we call an eternal perspective. In other words, he wasn't just looking at the here and now. It was as if he was looking towards the future. If he's looking at the here and now, the future would have looked dark and bleak and there would have been despair. But when he can look past the pain to the reward in heaven, he valued that eternal reward far beyond the temporary relief on this earth. And so here's the encouragement today. When you're in pain and you're just looking at the here and now, you're going to get discouraged. You're going to get depressed. You're going to feel like maybe at times of giving up. And the only way that you can make it through those tough times in life is to look past that pain to the reward that's in heaven. I love what the Good News Translation says from Hebrews 12:2, that Jesus, he did not give up because of the cross, but on the contrary, because of the joy that was waiting for him, he thought nothing of the disgrace of dying on the cross, and he is now seated at the right side of God's throne. And so Jesus himself endured that shameful pain on the cross because he knew that there's joy that's going to come afterward. And the greatest joy for Jesus and the greatest joy for you and for me is the hope of an eternity in heaven where we will be in God's presence forever and ever. Man, when you get that mindset, when you think like Jesus did about pain and about your past and your present and your future, God, life, death, salvation, friends, and confidence, think about how powerful that is, that you begin to realize there's more than just life here and now, and it will give you that kind of strength to endure the pain in your life. And so I want to encourage you today, don't give up, don't quit, look past the pain so that you can find hope in your Heavenly Father. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.